Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's Christmas. Well, it's not Christmas, but it's our Christmas program, and it's because Christmas is on the weekend, and this is our Christmas program for you. Not a lot of business, mostly just the thoughts of the season. Here's a thought from Isaiah chapter 9. It's one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible, and by the way, it's the passage that gave rise to Handel's Messiah, which is one that if you ever get a chance, if you've never heard a choir do Handel's Messiah, there's no such thing as a bad rendition of this, of Handel's Messiah. It's, the words are so beautiful and so meaningful to so many. And here it is. This is Handel's Messiah. This is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We have the increase of government, of his government, and of peace, there will be no end. And by the way, that's only about a third of the way through chapter the seventh verse. That was the foretelling of the coming of Jesus Christ, and that's what Christians celebrate all around the world today. This Christmas season is what Christmas is all about, celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I do, as a Christian, that's what I do. You know, I don't wear my faith on my sleeve or on the show during the year. You know a little bit about that probably. It sneaks in a little bit every once in a while here and there, but this is Christmas. This is our Christmas program, and so that's what we do. There's something else, though, I want to talk to you about, and that is the men and the women who are standing a post on our behalf around the world. These the men and women in our military. And recently, as you know, and I guess there are still some people, some Americans, standing a post in Iraq right now. Those days are numbered. We're coming out of Iraq. We still have people, though, in the Arabian Gulf, stationed in the Arabian Gulf. They're not with their loved ones right now on this holiday season because that's where they are. We still have thousands of Americans standing a post. Even as we speak, they're literally, some of them are literally putting their lives in jeopardy, putting themselves in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation in Afghanistan right now, and thousands of them, and every one of them has family here back here in America who are worried about them, who are thinking about them. As many of you know, in 04 and 06, my son was in Iraq, two tours, and I did my show, this Christmas show, with during those years when he was over there, and those were the hardest of all the 14, now 15th Christmas program that I've done since 1997. Those were the two hardest, and so my son came back. My son came back basically safe and sound, and so those of you who experienced what I've experienced, those families, God bless you. And those families whose child did not come back or came back and wounded or and otherwise not as well off as you hoped they would be, God bless you and God bless them. And we pray that our nation never forgets them, takes care of them, I guess I should say. And that leads me to something that I'd like to encourage you to do, and that there are plenty of organizations out there that are really doing a great job to help these people, to sort of augment whatever the government can do for them, whatever the government is offering them. And one of them is Homes for Our Troops. As you may know, for years and years my organization, my family has been telling you about Homes for the Troops. Homes for Our Troops. And that's the website, homesforourtroops.org. And so I encourage you to go to that website. They'll take your credit card. They will take your credit card. You got $25. You got $125. You got $1,000. It's year end. You're doing tax planning. You can contribute some money to these people. They do a good job. They built a home not far from me, we found out recently. That's what they do. They build homes. They build or remodel specially adapted homes for the most severely wounded veterans. Another group that we put on our list just this year, Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Special Ops, you know, like the SEALs and the Rangers and the Marines, Force Recon. My son was a Force Recon. Still is, I guess. Special Ops Warrior Foundation. They provide a full college education to the surviving children of Special Ops personnel who lost their lives during the U.S. during the military, and it also provides immediate financial assistance to support to help the severely wounded Special Ops personnel have their family, loved ones with them during their recovery. SpecialOps.org. SpecialOps.org. Those two organizations. HomesForOurTroops.org. SpecialOps.org. What a great thing for you to do this holiday season is support these organizations. There are others. If you have one you like, do something for them. God bless our men and women standing a post on this during this holiday, this Christmas season. God bless them and their families. A great service to a grateful nation. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.